But we're going to start off talking about Snowmageddon, and the Office of Personnel Management has redefined weather or other events related to closings and announcements, and it's all focused on giving feds more opportunity to telework. And you just heard his voice, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. He is here with details of the new policy and how it will save you vacation time. That's not a bad deal. So OPM is redefining the terms that they use to describe whether the government is open or closed or delayed or all those things. I guess we won't be saying this year that the government is closed, right?
We will not be saying the government is closed. In fact, John Barry today announced the new definitions for closing of the federal government. And again, this could be weather-related, such as the snow we saw earlier this year, or for any natural or other man-made disaster.
Called open with unscheduled leave will now be open with unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. This means that anyone who has a telework agreement can notify their boss that they'll be working from home that day. So the government's work gets done and the employee gets to keep their leave. Historically, this designation has been the most common that has been used over the years. What used to be called closed will now be better defined as closed to the public. This will more accurately reflect the fact that emergency personnel who are designated by each agency always have to show up regardless of the circumstances, including the weather. So when we are closed to the public, previously designated employees will still be required to telework. Others will have the option to telework.
That's OPM Director John Barry. He also today, at a press briefing, promised that, again, OPM will announce all closings by 4 a.m. to give people the opportunity to make other plans in case if they have to get in there late, have kid issues, even for the metro system, so they know if they're going to need extra cars or not. He says last winter they met that goal every single time. In fact, a couple times they announced the closing the night before or something.
It helped that you had these ginormous storms.
Exactly.
That people were predicting a foot and a half. That helps. But.
Exactly. And so they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
OPM also is adding the telework option for approved employees when the government closes early. Jerry Mikowitz is OPM's senior executive for pay and leave.
But an option now we would have for teleworkers is that you could leave now with your supervisor's permission. Supervisor would still have to okay that. You could travel home, and then you could telework for the remainder of the day, except you will still get those 2 hours excused absence. So you won't have to work the full, let's say, 8 hours on that day. You work six. But you could leave earlier than your normal departure time without taking annual leave. So that should be a plus.
Now, to be clear, OPM's new policy affects only those agencies located in the D.C. metro area inside the Beltway. There's a lot of discussion on this, inside the Beltway, outside the Beltway. So agencies such as NIST, which is located in Gaithersburg, Maryland, or even the Defense Department at Fort Meade, those are considered, obviously, outside the Beltway. They'll make their own decisions. Now, many times, these agencies just follow OPM's lead. But, for instance, if you live in Gaithersburg, which I don't think you've ever been to, Chris. But,
a couple times.
A couple times. Okay, good.
My sister-in-law lives there.
Your weather may be different than what is in D.C. You may have more snow, less snow, more ice. So that's why that's going to happen that way.
Some of the schools districts have that. I mean, Montgomery County, which
is huge.
Humongous.
Right.
And there, within Montgomery County, there can be one place where they have lots of snow. And here close to the city, there can be none.
More rain or a little bit of
so
sleet.
So it's one of the big challenges.
Now, agencies outside the D.C. metro area altogether, OPM passes along this new policy to their federal executive board for that region or metro area, and they use it as a basis for making their decisions about closings. So whether it's Seattle or Denver or Boston, wherever, that's how this works. The new policy is based actually on the lessons learned from last winter, the Snowmageddon. Barry says President Obama challenged him to figure out how to keep the government open and keep as many workers as possible meeting their agency's mission. Dean Hunter is OPM's senior executive for security. He says last winter's closings was the first time since 2003, and since 2000, the government has been open with unscheduled leave 35 times.
Wow.
So the fact is, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, when the government actually does close, now we have this new policy in place to tell us what it all means.
So I'm talking about telework comes on the heels of the telework bill being passed, which just happened a couple of weeks ago, being passed and signed by the president. Sounds like OPM is actually using this new policy to actually get some telework going on.
Oh, absolutely. The policy, as you said, comes on the heels of President Obama signing the Telework Enhancement Act, I think last week, requires every agency to determine if each employee is eligible for telework. What this policy does is give agencies the incentive, or employees the incentives, to actually go to their managers and ask if they're eligible to telework. So instead of the managers coming to them, what they're trying to do with this policy is, I'm going to come to you as my manager. Right. Mikowicz says that during the times the government is open but unscheduled leave is allowed, that's when this policy will have the biggest impact.
The more common savings, if you will, for the employee will be when we have unscheduled leave, unscheduled telework, because instead, let's say it's one of these ice conditions and most people can get to work, but you can't get out of your driveway. Under last year's procedures, well, you could take 8 hours of annual leave. At least you wouldn't have to risk your life, and, you know, officially you could do that, and you could account for your time. This year, if you're a teleworker and have an agreement, you can call in and say, I'm going to do unscheduled telework today. So that saves you 8 hours of leave. And that's going to be a powerful tool.
Now, remember, last year the government was closed 5 days. That's 40 hours of leave that somebody potentially had to take if they couldn't telework.
Right.
Now, what he's saying here is not only do you have to take leave, and that's going to save you 8 hours of vacation, but you're also going to get work done, and that's going to save you on the front end when you all of a sudden you show up and you go, oh, my email is 1,000 emails and I got 17 meetings and how am I going to get all this work done?
It also seems like a recognition of what I think a lot of people are doing already, which is...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're working anyways. Now, Mikowicz also adds that OPM is working with the employee unions to encourage agencies to ensure employees can telework all the time, not just during emergencies. But OPM really is using this closing policy to push the idea of telework down to employees, while, again, the law pushes telework up to managers. Additionally, OPM's Director Barry said yesterday that he asked each agency's chief human capital officer to name, at least in the interim, the senior official in charge of telework by December 30th. That's what the law says. You have to have a senior official. OPM Director Barry wants it done sooner than later. Mm-hmm. Now, the idea is get this implementation going. He also issued a memo recently to the Chico Council to say, hey, here are the provisions, here's the timelines, let's get moving on telework.